Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 404, 20 Ways to Eliminate Stress from Your Life, part 2 by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey, happy first day of February. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourselves, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. So please continue sending me those questions. I love listening to them and I love answering them for you. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So like I always say, if you're new here or skipping around, definitely listen to yesterday's episode first. That's episode number 403. All right, it's February 1st. I am wearing my Angels hat. Spring training is around the corner. Can't wait. I'm such a huge baseball nerd. As soon as football season is over, I'm thinking spring training. Now, who all is with me, huh? Huh? Okay, nobody. Nobody else cares. So let's jump right to part 2 of today's post and hear the rest of what Leo has to say about eliminating stress as we optimize your life. 20 Ways to Eliminate Stress from Your Life, Part 2 by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. 7. Multitasking. Having multiple tasks going on at the same time might seem productive, but in actuality, it slows us down from actually focusing on a task and completing it, and it stresses us out in the meantime. Learn to single task. 8. Eliminate energy drains. If you've analyzed your life in step 1 and found things that stress you out, you might also have noticed things that drain your energy. Certain things in our lives just cause us to be more exhausted than others with less value. So identify them and cut them out. You'll have much more energy and much less stress. Happiness ensues. 9. Avoid difficult people. You know who they are. If you take a minute to actually think about it, you can identify all the people in your life, like bosses, coworkers, customers, friends, family, etc., who make your life more difficult. Now, you could confront them and do battle with them, but that will almost certainly be difficult. Just think about cutting them out of your life. 10. Simplify life. Simplifying, of course, is a major theme of Zen habits. Simplify your routines, your commitments, your information intake, your cluttered rooms, the massive stuff going on in your life, and have less stress as a result. 11. Unschedule. Create more open periods of time in your life. It's not necessary to schedule every minute of our lives. Learn to avoid meetings and keep wide open blocks of time where we either work on our important tasks or batch process the smaller ones. When someone asks to schedule a meeting, first try to get it done through email or phone. If that doesn't work, avoid having it scheduled. Ask them to call you and see if you're free at that time. You'll love having an open schedule. 12. Slow down. Instead of rushing through life, learn to take things slowly. Enjoy your food. Enjoy the people around you. Enjoy nature. This step alone can save tons of stress. 13, help others. It may sound contradictory to add more tasks to your life by trying to help other people. You've got enough to do after all. But if you were to add anything to your life, this should be it. Helping others, whether volunteering for a charity organization or just making an effort to be compassionate towards people you meet, not only gives you a very good feeling, it somehow lowers your stress level. Of course, this doesn't work if you try to control others or help others in a very rushed and frenetic way. Learn to take it easy, enjoy yourself, and let things happen as you work to make the lives of others better. 14, relax throughout the day. It's important to take mini breaks during your workday. Stop what you're doing, massage your shoulders and neck and head and hands and arms, get up and stretch, walk around, and drink some water. Go outside and appreciate the fresh air and the beautiful sky. Talk to someone you like. Life doesn't have to be all about productivity. You should also avoid using online activity too much as your de-stressing activity. Get away from the computer to relax. 15, quit work. This one's drastic and probably too drastic for most. But in all likelihood, your work is your absolute biggest stressor. Getting out of your 9-to-5, automating your income, and finding something you truly love to do that you're passionate about will create a positive life and a much less stressful one at that. Give a little thought before dismissing it. There might be possibilities here you haven't considered. 16, simplify your to-do list. I've written about this before, but attempting to do everything on your long to-do list will definitely stress you out. Learn to simplify your to-do list down to the few essential tasks, and you will enjoy the process much more. 17, exercise. This is common advice for stress relief, and that's because it works, but it's also a stress prevention method. Exercising helps relieve the stress buildup. It gives you some quiet time to contemplate and relax, and just as importantly, it makes you more fit. A fitter person is better equipped to handle stress. Another important factor, being unhealthy can be a major stressor, especially once you have to go to the hospital, and exercise can help prevent that. 18, eat healthy. This goes hand in hand with exercise as a stress prevention method, of course. Become healthier and a major source of stress will disappear. Also, I found that greasy food, for me, puts me in a worse mood and can contribute to stress levels immediately. 19, be grateful. This might not be as obvious as some of the others, but developing an attitude of gratitude, I sound like a preacher with that rhyme, is a way of thinking positive, eliminating negative thinking from your life, and thereby reducing stress. Learn to be grateful for what you have, for the people in your life, and see it as a gift. With this sort of outlook on life, stress will go down and happiness will go up. That's a winning formula. And 20, a zen-like environment. Take time to declutter your desk, as I mentioned before and I mentioned on yesterday's post. And even once you do that, continually edit your desk and working space and the things in your home until you've created a simple, peaceful, zen-like environment. It will be much less stressful to work in an environment like that than a more cluttered and distracting one. You just listened to part two of the post titled 20 Ways to Eliminate Stress from Your Life by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So if you listened to yesterday and today's episodes, you just heard 20 bits of information to help you de-stress your lives. Now, like I said yesterday, just listening to all 20 of these might make you feel more stressed, and I wouldn't blame you. There may be things that were listed that you're like, there's no way I could do that, or that doesn't sound interesting, or ain't nobody got time for that. Whatever it is, we probably have an excuse for why we can't do 19 out of 20 of these. But guess what? Maybe there's that one thing that you're willing to try. That's a step in the right direction. Try it. Don't feel like you have to do all 20 of these. This could be like your long-term, lifelong bucket list of ways to de-stress. And that's perfectly fine. Pick one that rang true for you. Pick one where you said, oh, I like that idea, and start there. Because as Leo mentioned, not every single one of these is practical for you. And the other thing I'll mention is number 13, helping others. What we're finding through a lot of good research is that we do in fact feel better when we help others. They've studied like neurochemistry and hormone levels and all of this fancy stuff. And what they found is, for example, when we give a gift to someone, we actually get a bigger release of all those good feeling hormones, and we have this lowered blood pressure response, and our blood sugar levels look good, as opposed to someone receiving a gift. That's not to say receiving a gift is bad for our health, but we just tend to do better when we're the ones giving something. We're social beings, and when we make connections like that, it actually improves our health tremendously. So for me, I really love number 13. That rang true for me. That jumped out at me that maybe I could spend more time helping others. And that's probably why I keep doing this podcast. I'm getting this release of good feeling hormones because I feel like I'm helping people. A little humble brag there, I know, but I just had to say that. All right, before I go, really quickly, if you want to help keep our podcasts alive and help us continue to help people, we have many different ways you can help, both financial and otherwise. So speaking of helping others, come check out oldpodcast.com/support to see how. Anything listed there would be a great help. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Have a great rest of your Thursday. I'll be back here tomorrow for another Q&A episode, so keep sending in those questions. And where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.